Establishment media, Joe Biden is in real trouble amid inflation, Afghanistan, border disaster. By Wendell Hasebo on August 14, 2021. The establishment media admitted Saturday that President Joe Biden in August is failing amid inflation, Afghanistan, and record southern border crossings. This week was supposed to be a victory lap of sorts for President Joe Biden, Politico Playbook wrote. We finally got infrastructure week. Yet at the end of it, infrastructure is not the biggest story. And the ones that obscured it spell real trouble for the White House. Playbook noted the following establishment media headlines hammering Biden on Afghanistan. The Taliban seized two more provinces on Saturday and approached the outskirts of Afghanistan's capital while also launching a multi-pronged assault on a major northern city defended by former warlords, the AP reports from Kabul. Biden has wanted the U.S. to pull the plug on Afghanistan for years. Doing it has consequences, by WAPO's Ann Guerin and Karen DeYoung. Afghan women fear return to dark days amid Taliban sweep. AP, U.S. Embassy in Kabul told to destroy files in case Taliban wins, Bloomberg. In desperation, U.S. scours for countries willing to house Afghan refugees, Reuters. During the week that Afghanistan fell apart, the establishment media were forced to report on the record high inflation. Inflation is up. Should you care? Politico titled an article Saturday in the wake of the consumer price inflation rate at 5.4% in July 2021. Barron's tried to calm the inflation worries by printing. If inflation isn't a problem yet, this $3.5 trillion budget will make it one. Indeed, Biden's spending spree of $4.5 trillion is even worrying to Wall Street. The Hill wrote, "The new inflation, don't expect food or gas prices to fall anytime soon," and that the Biden administration's policies will worsen the outlook for inflation. Increased regulations have created an energy price shock and introduced other supply shocks that will slow productivity and output growth and boost inflation. If inflation and the collapse of Afghanistan were not enough, the establishment media also had to report on the border crisis that marked a 21-year high with over 210,000 migrant crossings in July. CNN published the monotonous headline, "U.S. saw a two-decade high in border crossings in July," noting that the Biden administration is facing a serious challenge at the U.S. southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Thursday, saying the U.S. has encountered an unprecedented number of migrants illegally crossing the border. CNN also titled a second article, "August turns into a month of crises as Biden stares down a pivotal moment in his presidency," CNN wrote within the article. Statistics released Thursday show 212,672 migrants were taken into U.S. custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection in the month of July, up 12% since June and the highest monthly number of migrants detained at the U.S.-Mexico border in two decades. While authorities have swiftly expelled more than 95,000 of those encountered in July, the uptick in arrests has strained federal and local resources. Politico tried to play defense by deflecting the border crisis into the warming of the globe. "It's not a border crisis. It's a climate crisis," they wrote. As the Biden administration navigates the puzzle that is the U.S. immigration system, there's another far-reaching challenge it faces, climate change, Politico claimed. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.